Hi, welcome to Power of the Middle Podcast. I'm your host, Merle Amos. After years of feeling stuck and letting fear and self-doubt call the shots, I've come to realize that true personal growth comes from embracing the journey and finding value in the middle moments. This podcast is your go-to for real talk. We dive deep into stories, share practical tools, and offer insights to help us break free from playing small and use our voice to live a life more intentionally. Get ready to explore the power of the middle between where you are and where you want to be. Together, we'll navigate the path towards confidence, success, and authenticity. So are you ready? Let's unlock your next level. Hello. Today, we are going to do a quick check up from the neck up. I really want to talk about the way we think and the way we speak to ourselves, because seriously, like, how is the conversation going in your head? Are your thoughts serving up affirmations, pep talks, solutions, or are you stuck in a negative loop, in a story from the past, in all the things that are going wrong in your day? Those are all thoughts that you are thinking. And I truly believe that the way you think and the way you speak to yourself has such an impact on how you see things, on how you go throughout your day, on how you go throughout your life. They are the architect of your beliefs and the blueprint of your actions, because everything begins with a thought, and then it goes into speech, and then the way you feel, and then it leads to your behaviors. And your behavior over time, your actions, what you do, is what ultimately leads to results. And it all begins with a thought. Like, what is the first thought that you think when you wake up in the morning? You may not even know what you're thinking. So really become aware. For me, I wake up and I say, Mode ani. It is 12 words, 12 seconds. And it's 12 words that thanks God for returning our soul into our body after a full night's sleep. And it begins with gratitude. But then after that, I'm all about, I have to get the kids on the bus. I have to pack lunch. I have to wake them up. We got to make the bus. Really, after that, I have to be intentional, because the first thought that comes in, the first thing that you think in any given moment, is really going to be an automatic thought, and most likely negative. So next week, I actually have a guest coming on, and we take a very deep dive into the second thought and the first thoughts that come in automatically, and the inner critic, and how we could rewire our neural pathways. So stay tuned for that for next week. It is a great episode. But today I just want to keep it light, just to bring that awareness, because that second thought really shapes what we do. A lot of times I hear, you know, but it's just so automatic. I always think this way, and then I end my day and it's just the same old thing, same shit, different day. And I challenge you with that, because you're just letting the negative thoughts run the show. And those thoughts lead to how we speak to ourselves through speech. Speech is so powerful. The words that you say to yourself, the words that you say to others, also the words that are repeated back to you. If you are excited and you share something with someone and they say something in return that kind of brings it down, now you're also in this loop of, oh, you know what? That just confirms that I can't do this, or I'm not made for it. So also be careful with who you say things to. But I will go back to just that words are so powerful. I mean, God created the world through his speech. And we're so focused on the things that we say to others and the things that we text others and the comments that we make. But we forget that how we speak to ourselves shapes so much of our reality. And you become what you label yourself. The labels that you stick on yourself, the words that come after the two words, I am, are so powerful, because they shape what you believe about yourself. You know, for example, if you tell yourself, I am a procrastinator, that really also gives you an out to do the thing that you know that you need to do, to take that next simple step. What truly gets in your way is what is in your head. So the conversation that you have with yourself determines your follow through. When you say, I can't do this, that's the first thought. That's the default. But you can answer it and say, watch me. Or you can say, I can't do this because of this. I didn't show up in this way. I know I can't do it. So it is really your choice on that second thought, on how you speak to yourself. That is why I love meditation and breath work, especially when you're just creating that self-awareness, because it is such a tool that gets you in touch with what you are saying, because your body is still and you're able to observe the things going on in your head. Or you can put it on paper, just brain dump what you're thinking, brain dump your thoughts, whether it's about a circumstance or it's about yourself. I call it paper thinking because sometimes you need an outlet just to examine it. Like once you see it, you're like, oh, is that even true? Or how interesting that I'm thinking these things. Or write down your gratitudes, but not only your external gratitudes, you know, shifting from what you lack to what you have, but also internal gratitude for yourself. Turn it inward. How great you did on this certain project, or how you handled yourself in this conversation, or the qualities that you like about yourself. Really turn that gratitude inward and give it to yourself. We're so quick to compliment other people. It comes so natural sometimes. Try to give those compliments to yourself. And it's okay that it feels uncomfortable. Sit through that discomfort, because on the other side of discomfort, there's growth. Or speak to someone that could provide that support, that could provide that perspective that you aren't seeing automatically. I love when I'm speaking to someone and I can spot their negative thought and offer them a new perspective. And then they tell me, I never thought of it that way. I never looked at it in that way. So that's why I love when I'm coaching my clients in such a non-biased, non-judgmental way, to really, I listen for their negative thoughts. I listen for their limiting beliefs, because it's become so unconscious that they don't even hear it. They can't even spot it. And then we're able to release it, to rewire it, to reframe it. And it takes you from unconscious self-talk to conscious self-talk, which then leads to knowing what you want and knowing what you need, because now you're getting in touch with your voice, which in turn gets in touch with your intuition. Do you see where I'm going with this? Because this is the foundation of self-trust, the foundation of making decisions, quick choices, and taking action, because there is no change with no change. So this checkup not only allows us to hear what we're thinking and how we're speaking to ourselves, but it also allows us to ask better questions and get curious. Where are you spending your time? Are you spending your time only on your tasks and your to-do lists and your job and all the things that you need to get done in a day? Or are you spending your time on things that light you up? How much time are you spending around people that drain your energy? And how much time are you spending around people that give you energy? And take notice on how you think around certain people versus other people. And this skill over time, this shift in thinking, can lead to greater overall satisfaction and fulfillment. And most of all, you'll feel more in control of your thoughts and your actions. And you'll be better equipped to navigate the challenges, the opportunities, the conversations that come your way. It's empowering, because you can set the intention on how you want to feel, knowing that you cannot control the outside world, but you can always control the way in which you respond, the way in which you allow things to affect you, and how you move through your day. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Reach out if you have any questions, and until next time.